bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. Can't get off the bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Nah, you know I'm that bitch. Yeah, I am that bitch. Yeah, you know I'm that bitch. I am that bitch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to That Bitch Podcast. Hope your past week and a half was good. Mine was okay. I feel like my mood lately has just been shit. Oh my god, my cat's already joined the podcast. He has joined early this time. Of course, he likes to come sit at my desk now. But, as I was saying, my past week and a half was... oh my god, my cat's being loud. Okay, and I got Penny over here too, which pisses off my cat. I just feel like physically draining because my emotions are just like fucked right now. You have like your good days and then your bad days. And I feel like I'm having more bad days than good days, to be honest. But yeah, I don't know. I have to go back to work in a week and a half. So, well, I guess basically 2 weeks. So not looking forward to that. Shocker. Yeah. My weekend. I had a friend miss this weekend. It was good for the most part. Not really TMI, but TMI. You know when you are so used to being around certain people and then you stop hanging out with certain people and then you kind of like grow as a person and you feel like you kind of outgrow that friend group? And I feel like that's where I'm kind of at, because I stopped hanging out with this friend group for quite a while. There's so much drama always going on, yet they say girls are the drama. Actually, it's guys are the drama. So then friend miss with them was okay, but it was just really different than how it used to be. I used to be the one who was still like rambunctious and loud and like out there and dancing and having a great old time. And this time I was just like sitting on the couch or standing in the kitchen just chatting or not really doing anything, just having a drink. And it's like you look at your surroundings and you're like, you kind of outgrown the people around you. That's how I feel, at least. And there was one girl there and she was like real extra. And just like looking at her and the way she was talking and what she was doing and stuff, I was like, wow, I used to be like that person. Now that person is really annoying as fuck to me. So just goes to show I have grown as a person. Maybe I'm still like that with new people. Maybe because I've had this friend group for a while and then a lot of shit happened and then we stopped talking, hanging out, and then we're talking, hanging out again. Maybe that's why everything is kind of like different and weird. I feel like maybe if I had made new friends, like somewhere else, like, well, LA, of course, because I'm still, my dating apps are still there and I'm still going to go back there. But like, hopefully when I move, wherever that is, maybe I'll make new friends in that area and I'll be back to my outgoing and joyful and cheery self, because now I don't feel like that anymore, which sucks, to be honest, because I liked being that outgoing person who can make everybody laugh. I was also having fun and having a great time. My mood was always so much up there and happier and everything, and now it's just like not. But I mean, that could also be due to my work situation, life situation. I'm just not happy right now, and that could be why. But back to what happened this weekend, all I have to say is, if you are a guy or girl and you are, say, in your 30s now, and you're still getting blackout drunk, it's time to grow the fuck up. In your 20s, that's understandable. You're bound to fuck up. That's when your time is to fuck up and get blacked out and have a great old time and go crazy. Yeah, you can still have fun and go crazy in your 30s, but don't get crazy to the point that you're going to black the fuck out. And while you're blacked out, you don't know. Well, you know, but you don't know what you're saying. And you're constantly repeating the same story to everybody's faces and getting right up in their face to the point that they can smell your breath. And just being disrespectful to whoever is around you. That is not acceptable when you're a grown-ass adult, especially when you're in your 30s, okay? Okay, now, to go on from what I had said last episode, I was going to start like a little mini-series, like a sex education mini-series. I thought of a topic that I wanted to talk about, And it is about porn. Is porn realistic? So I found some information online. Obviously, I know already that porn is not realistic whatsoever, so you should never compare yourself to it. But I found like 10 points that is talked about of how it's not real and what's not real. But I got 10 points here. So let's get into it. Okay, so before I go down this rabbit hole of porn, make sure you like this video and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and on Spotify. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you can find your podcast. This podcast is there. Okay, so the first one I have, it is, well, the mark of it that they have for these 10 little points is climaxing together. So finishing together, orgasming together. My God, I can't fucking talk. That it is not realistic because you see it in movies and TV shows and porn, and it's always so glorious. Like, oh my God, she's about to finish, he's this, and then it's like rainbows and hearts and kisses and blah, 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 blah. No, it's, I would say, close to next to impossible to actually do that at the exact same time, but I guess there are toys that can help you get there to at least attempt to be able to climax at the same time, but it is not realistic. So if it does not happen, do not take it personal or take it offense. It's just, it's not normal. In porn, you have to realize that they're not constantly filming the from beginning to end of the whole sex scene. There's editing in porn. There's editing in videos, editing in podcasts. I edit this video after I'm done. I take out my yawns, my sneezes, my coughs, my every weird little face I may make that I don't like or sound, I can edit it out. Now, porn is the exact same way. If that girl made a weird face, they didn't like that face she made, it wasn't sexy enough, they will cut that and then start again. Make sure she's got the face that they want to see. And you have to remember that porn is made from a guy's perspective. There are a couple sites now that are from a girl's perspective because it's actually women or females that are creating the porn. So now it's more suitable for a her instead of a him all the time, which makes sense. So if you're not finishing together, do not worry about it. It is not a realistic expectation when you're having sex. Time for a sip here. Okay, next one is female ejaculation. So when they're squirting or gushing, everything, not a lot of women can do that. Oh, here's my cat. He's back again. And a lot of the times, a lot of the times that you are seeing that happen in porn, they're actually either, they could be using like a water bottle and stuff like that, like little apparatuses or objects that can create that visual. Sometimes some of the porn stars can train themselves, yes, to do that, like on the spot, boom, she got it, she's done. But a lot of that isn't real either. And that's just like when you see a male finishing on a girl's face. I've actually heard from other podcasts and stuff like that, from porn stars, that say a lot of the times what they will do is they'll actually have like a different fluid also going on the girl's face when it's the guy's penis that's squirting on her face and coming all over her. There's also like a water bottle or whatever object they use to make it more on her face. So they're adding fluid to make it look more extreme. Because if you think about it, whenever you've had like a guy finish on you, a lot of the times, it's not like a bucket of water, the amount that's going on your face or wherever on your body. It's just not. Sometimes you get a little, you get a lot, but it's not the amount that you're going to freaking dump a cup of water on you. But in porn, it's looking that way. That's not real. That is fake. Very, very, very fake. Also, a lot of people don't know this, but when a female is squirting, there is actually like a little bit of pee in there, but it's very watered down. It's not exactly just pee. There was a research that was done a while ago. I forget who it was, like what school or what professor or whatever the fuck. They had got a girl to empty her bladder after she drank a bunch of water, blah, 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 she had to pee, so she peed. And then they got her to ejaculate, and then they tested that fluid to see, like, what was it. And it was a very, very small percentage of it being urine in there. So, no, they're not really peeing on you, but, like, I have heard of females and porn stars who will pee on the person and say that they did squirt, but they didn't. That is disgusting, in my opinion. I don't want to ever get peed on, but to his or her own, okay? The next thing. Every position that you're seeing these porn stars in, that can be male or a female porn star, may look super cool, but a lot of them are not realistic. They all look amazing or can look amazing in the video. But you have to remember also editing and angles. They have cameras all over the place. If you're watching professional, like professional porn stars making the porn, then they got a full-on crew behind that camera. They don't have just one single camera. It's multiple. They're getting little angles in every which way that makes it look so amazing and so hot and sexy. Yet, that porn star, could be him or her, are very awkward position, are in pain in that position, but they have to get the greatest shot because that is their profession. They're a porn star. They have to make everything look appeasing and amazing for you to watch the video. The porn industry is very fucked up, and mainly towards females. I think it was it Riley Reid? And there was some other, Mia Khalifa, I think they actually talked about it, how shitty the porn industry actually is for women, and they don't recommend people ever to go into that field. Some people do, but they don't recommend it at, like, when you just turn that year of 18, when you can start doing it. They would say, like, go to your OnlyFans, because you get to control the amount you're getting, what you want to put on there, what you want to do yourself. You're not getting told you have to do something. So just keep that in mind if you're ever wanting to do porn. Go the OnlyFans route or whatever else. Just don't go to, I would say, the porn industry itself, finding, like, the director and blah, 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 and then you're assigned to an agency. Like, you can literally make 10 times as much as you would in making, like, porn through an agency instead of you're doing it by yourself. You can make so much more money. You keep everything other than, like, I think it's, like, 5 or 10% that OnlyFans gets for, like, you being able to get money from someone, blah, blah, blah. It's all about payment forms and shit like that. That's behind-the-scenes stuff. But you could get so much more and can get so much more if you do it yourself compared to going with an agency to create a porn video or whatever, or film. Now, as porn, like I had said, is mainly made for men, you're going to be seeing, you do see lots of women who are very submissive to men. Realistically, that is not true. It can be the very opposite, and sometimes is always the opposite. I mean, myself personally, yes, I do like to get dominated, but I like to dominate as well. Because, like, I like to have the power in what is going on. And yes, the guys do too, but it's not just that. That's why a lot of women like to peg or try pegging, because you have the power. You're the one dominating the man. That's kind of, like, the way they see it. I've always thought about pegging. I've just never had anybody want to attempt it with me. But yeah, it's not that way. So don't believe that it always has to be the man dominating the women. That is not real. It can go both ways, and it does go both ways. Next. Need a sip after this. Okay. In porn, you will, I would say 9 times out of 10, you will always see somebody that has massive size boobs or breasts, or a very large penis, very large cock, whichever word you prefer. Whichever word you prefer. Breasts, boobs, cock, penis, whatever. You're always going to notice that the female has a very large chest. And, I mean, you can find one that's either smaller or average, but that's because you can also look up specific things for that person. But mainly in porn, you're always going to be seeing that, because that's what everybody wants to see, and because porn is from a male's perspective. 9 times out of 10, except for the new websites. What the hell is that one? Because I think it's Blessa? I think, is the one website that it's from a female's perspective, because it's female and women making these porn videos. I think there's also, like, Porn for Her is what it's called, another one. Yeah, so aesthetically as well, you will notice, like, most vaginas, vulvas, you're going to see in porn. A lot of it may look very similar because it's at a male's, or you're looking at a male's perspective, and it's like what their fantasy and what they want. They want this tight little vagina with one little slit. Like, that's not realistic whatsoever. Most women do not have that. If they have that, great, cool. But a lot are not like that. And I feel like porn makes a lot of women feel like shit about their own vaginas, vulvas, and all that, because we're so used to seeing that in porn, which is now nice that there is different kind of porn now from a female's perspective, not just a men. But I feel like that has made women think less of themselves. Like, we judge our body all the time. So when we're seeing something in porn, when you first start watching it and you don't understand that it's not real, it's very, 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 very fake, okay? Most of it's fake. That these people are picked specifically for certain things, certain roles. Everything is to make it look perfect on film. You may be looking up messy, erotica, porn, two men, one woman, two guys, one chick, stuff like that. Each thing that is made is specifically made to, yes, look messy, but messy in a good way. That's how they produce these videos that are eye-catching and that catch your attention, that you want to keep watching. That's how they make their money. They get their views, the length of staying and watching it. That's how they're getting paid, okay? Yeah, okay. Now, the next one is about men that last forever. Oh, God. Men that last forever. They don't. I don't think a lot of people actually know there's this thing called a fluffer. I believe it's called a fluffer. Let's look it up. It's the person in between, like, the takes of the porn. What is a fluffer? Because I know I had this guy who worked at a sex store. He told me about it. Okay. A fluffer in British English, a person employed on a pornographic film set to ensure that the male actors are kept aroused. So basically to keep them hard for a long period of time. So that's why you're going to see them hard at all times throughout the video. I think you rarely see a flaccid penis in porn. I don't think I've ever seen a flaccid penis in porn, to be honest. But that's what they use in between takes, is a fluffer. So that's why it is not realistic to think when you're having sex with a guy the whole time that their penis will stay hard. There's this thing called erectile dysfunction, and a lot of men do end up getting that. I've been with guys that have had that issue. And it is not your fault, girls. It is not your fault. It is their fault. It's their own body's fault. It's not yours. You just have to understand, just because a guy's penis went soft, it is not your fault that they went flaccid. It's a legit thing. They could be in their head about something. Their body just be acting up like it's not you. It could be nervous. All those kind of things. So I wish girls wouldn't take that out on themselves when something like that happens during sex. I've had happen to me multiple times, and I'm just like, okay, cool, that's like a you problem, not a me problem. So they can figure that out themselves. Just don't take it to heart when it happens. Be like, okay, cool, we can wait a bit if you want, do whatever. In real life, most men will last 10 minutes with vaginal sex. And that was research done by, I forget which university it was, but it was 10 minutes for vaginal sex. That's not including all the foreplay and everything. That is just vaginal. When you watch men in porn, all you see is their hard penis, and they're doing multiple rounds. You're not seeing the half an hour to 2 hours in between the take when they've just finished that round. You're like, oh, okay, did you see this one thing? Da, 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 da. They're fucking, he came. Now all of a sudden, a minute later, you see them fucking again. He's finishing on her face. It's not realistic. That does not happen. It takes time in between to recuperate and to go again. I'm sure if you had your own fluffer in your daily life, maybe the men would always stay hard, but that is not realistic. And that is the point of this episode, is to make you understand that porn is not realistic. It is not real. It is fake. Which is also why I like to watch amateur porn, because I don't need to see a professional who is supposed to be an actor who sucks at acting, try to be turned on this whole time. And yeah, I don't like watching real porn stars because it honestly turns me off with their acting because it's brutal. I don't need to see someone fake moaning. I'd rather see amateur shit when most of the time they're enjoying themselves and it's just like, oh, this couple is now filming themselves. There's actually this one couple, I forget what their names are. I follow them on Instagram. They have like OnlyFans, Pornhub account. They're verified. But yeah, they're just a regular couple who just wanted to start filming their sex lives. And now they get paid to fuck on camera and they love it. And it's very like sensual. And that's also what I like to watch. Just sometimes it's sensual. I like aggressive shit too, but the sensual like makes me feel more. So, there are sometimes stories attached to some of the videos, which is another little point here, is sex without strings. In porn, there are some videos that, yes, you can find a story how, oh, they met at a movie theater and now they're going to hang out, they're gonna have dinner, and they go home and bang it out like they're fucking wild animals. But you have to remember, it's a fake storyline. Some women like to watch a storyline. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, let's get right to the point of like he's eating her vagina or they're fucking or whatever. I personally don't like to watch when a male finishes. I don't know. I don't really like cum. To me, it looks disgusting and it tastes gross. But it's whatever. I just deal with it. But yeah. Anyways, in real life, you can be fucking lots of people and not have to have a storyline or be connected. But a lot of times, you will be, which can be nice. But also, if you're going to go the way of porn, there may be a little storyline, but there's no strings attached in the end. But in real life, there can be strings attached because guess what? You can catch an STI from someone, or you can give that to them, or you can get a female pregnant. If you're not using protection, and in a lot of porn, you do not see them using a condom. The odd video I think I've seen, they've used a condom, but most videos, you do not ever see them using a condom. And you know why? Because these porn stars are tested regularly before they do any of these scenes and videos with anybody. So they're all getting tested. I mean, to me, it's also kind of, when you think about it, it is really gross when you're seeing like five dicks going to chick, because it's like a gangbang, and they're not wearing condoms. It's kind of like, ugh. But in real life, if you do not wear one, there's a possibility of you catching something or creating something, aka a baby that you don't want, if you don't want one. So no strings attached can sometimes be true, but a lot of times cannot be true. And I feel like a lot of people, they want a no strings attached relationship or just friends with benefits, but there's always one person in that duo that ends up getting feelings or feels something and gets their feelings hurt at some point. So there's always 9 times out of 10 strings attached in the end. Okay, so the next point is lots of anal sex. Now, I feel like realistically that doesn't always happen. Personally myself, I do like butt stuff. Butt stuff can be fun stuff, but it's all personal preference. And if a guy is not comfortable with wanting to do that to you, you have to accept that. Like, you can't force somebody to do that. If he wants to do it to you and you're like, no, I'm not comfortable, he has to understand that you said no, you're not comfortable with it. He has to accept that. But there are ways of introducing that into the bedroom. Like, if a guy, like, sucked your thumb and then put it in your butt or hole or, like, just rubbed around there, that can be like, oh, do you like this? Yay, nay. Like, go for it or not go for it. I would say if you haven't tried it, I do recommend it. It's not horrible. I wouldn't say go full force with a penis in your ass or anything or a massive sized toy. That's why I say like a thumb, because anything going in your butt feels fucking massive. It can be the tip of your thumb, but it'll feel like your entire thumb or a penis is inside your ass. So to his, her own, it's definitely a different experience. It is definitely more intense in your ass than it is in your vagina. Okay? So I better note this. If you're going to do anal sex, spit is not going to lubricate that area because your asshole does not have natural lubricant. You need lube and lots of it. Otherwise, you're going to rip the little skin on the inside and have little tears in that asshole. That is not healthy nor good for anyone. So keep that in mind. If you're doing butt play, anal play, anything lots and lots of lube, and make sure you're prepared and are both agreeing that you want to try it. Don't just try it with anybody. I'd make sure you're comfortable with them. And if you're not, then don't do it. Because God forbid something bad happens and you're embarrassed. And you never know what's going to happen in the end of that. Okay, the next point here is they all look like pinup dolls or pinup girls. They always look perfect. Remember, I don't feel like a lot of guys know that, like, a girl may look like she's not wearing makeup, but she could be wearing a full face of makeup. That is what foundation and concealer does. That's what contouring the face is. It's funny how a few years ago or 5 years ago or so, it'd be like, oh, you don't want cake face. You don't want cake face. Now, contouring is fucking cake facing it. You're putting so much makeup on your face. You have 6 different shades. You got a line here in the middle and over here. Then it looks like you got dots all over your face. Look like I freaking got polka dots on your face and lines and stripes and everywhere. You look like a zebra now. That's what 6 or 7 different products all blended so well together to make it look natural. But you're full face of makeup. So don't let that fool you, because them looking like they may not have makeup on their face and they look gorgeous. Oh, don't you fucking worry. They got a full face of makeup. You just don't notice. And that's the point of a natural looking makeup. Fuck. Makes me so mad that people are like, oh, you look better without makeup on. But it's like, bitch, I got foundation on, a concealer, or mascara. I still got makeup on, but thanks. And then you go out one day, and like, oh, you look sick. That's like, well, I didn't put makeup on today, but thanks. So, yes, they look perfect on video, back to what I was saying, but it's because they have a shit ton of makeup on their face. And there's always in-between takes. Touch up, touch up, touch up. Their hair may look nice. Oh, their hair's out of place there. Cut. Da-da-da-da. Fix their hair. Re-go. Okay, action. And then they're back at it. Everything professionally made is made to look perfect in the eyes of the viewer. And the viewer is usually a man. Okay? Well, that's how they make it. The viewers, they expect it to be a male watching these certain porn videos that are made for men. Made by men for men. Okay. And last one. Take a little sip. Everyone looks the same. So a lot of the females may have the same body type, like skinny and a big boobs, big chest. And the guys are super fit. They're ripped with a large penis. That's not realistic. There are so many different body types out there that being fit with a big chest and fit with a big dick is not realistic. You may find that odd time. I feel like when the guy's super fit, they got a small dick. Because guess what? Some guys use fucking steroids. And guess that shrinks their balls and all that kind of shit. And everything is just different. But I feel like the guys who need to prove something are the ones who are like, oh, I'm so strong. Look at me. I'm so buff. But then they got a small ass wiener. Okay? And a lot of women, they got either curvy body but no chest, or they're skinny with a flat chest, which is usually what happens when you don't go and get plastic surgery to get big boobs. Normally, you're very skinny and small with tiny chest. But in porn, yes, a lot of those porn stars you can tell have fake noses, fake butts, fake boobs, because I watch a lot of Botched on, what is it, on E, I think is what it is. Yeah, Botched on E. It's E. And, you see the botched surgeries that these women and men get when they want, like, fake boobs or abs or fake nose. They gotta fix all these things because it was a botched surgery previously. But you can tell, I feel like even when after you see the new and improved them, that the boobs still look so fake because they're so fucking round and all the way up there, and they're extremely perky. Realistically, boobs are not perfectly round and perfectly perky. That is not life, because guess what? There's this thing called gravity, and what comes up must go down. So yes, boobs will slowly go down, okay? Personally, I don't really like plastic surgery. The first I can go is Botox, which I get in my forehead. But that's just to freeze my lines. But still, my forehead may now look beautiful, but guess what? There's fake shit in there. Well, real shit. But making it look perfect. It's an illusion, basically. It's frozen for 3 months on my forehead. So, all in all, long story short, don't believe everything you see and watch in porn because it is not real, okay? If you want something that looks more real, go find a couple that are actually a real couple in real life. Like, I really wish I could remember what the couple's name was because they have really good videos because it's at, like, one angle, which it would normally be, like, one visual, a phone or camera set somewhere, and you're seeing them fuck, and that's it. It's not, like, six different cameras around them are recording them. You're seeing all the intimate moments and stuff. If you want to see stuff that's real, that's what you're going to see. If you want the super exciting and aggressive, then watch porn, because guess what, it's fake as shit, and that's what you'll find. You can literally look up aggressive aggressive porn with big busted women or something, or big chested women. You can find all that you want. You can Google anything, which is nice. You can find a variety of stuff now, but just remember, it is not real. It is fake and produced to make it look amazing and to make it look like you want that. Yes, you can learn stuff from porn. I feel like I learned how to suck dick better when I figured out, like, the techniques that you're watching on there. But remember, it is not realistic to do what they do and what you see on there. You're not going to get a full face of cum like the amount of a water bottle on your face, okay? Female is not going to squirt the amount of a freaking pop can everywhere, okay? So, if you're going to watch it, remember, it's not real. You can still enjoy it, but don't believe everything you see. Okay? Okay. Now, this was the first episode of a little mini series within podcast that is called Sex Education. On today, you learned about porn. And is it realistic? The answer is no, it's not. But thank you for watching and thank you for listening to this week's episode. Make sure you tune in a week and a half, and make sure you like and subscribe this video and share it with everybody you know. So have a fantastic next week and a half, and make sure you tune in because you never know what tea is about to be spilled next. Bye, bitches.